Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Max and I were talking about high school sports today, and we were excited also to mention that the MIAC looks like they'll begin some activity here sports-wise. They had a meeting the other day, a vote, and so I wanted to grab the commissioner of the conference of the MIAC. That's Dan McCain. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Great to be on. First, congrats on an amazing career and your upcoming retirement. But we finally have some great news to share, that we're going back into athletics, and I think that's something that we've been craving, to get back to some sense of normalcy, and we've got our winter sports back online starting in early February.
Yeah, this is, of course, an important part here in Minnesota. A lot of listeners have played in the MIAC, have had kids that have played the MIAC, probably are right now, so this is a big deal. So, Dan, what was the decision? What will happen?
So we put some boundaries around winter sports, but I think the biggest thing was we really wanted to provide this opportunity for our student athletes, and we're going to approach it really cautiously. We're going to allow for the regular season competition in all our winter sports. We did decide to opt out of our conference postseason play, which I know is a really big experience for a lot of our student athletes, but we wanted to focus on the regular season opportunities. So we will have a regular season champion in men's and women's hockey and basketball, and those teams can advance on to the NCAA championship. So, you know, the month of February is going to be packed with a lot of excitement, but we're excited about the opportunity to go forward finally.
So, Dan, that would be the automatic qualifier that could win to the NCAA then?
That is correct, yeah. So the team that would win our basketball and hockey regular seasons would be the automatic qualifier that advances onto the NCAA championships. Now, we still don't know if the NCAA championships are going to go forward. They're actively discussing that, looking at the participation rates around the nation. But at this point, they're still on, and so we're excited to be able to put forth our champion to move forward.
Are the schedules available anywhere right now, Commissioner?
They are. They are. We put forward the schedules yesterday. They're on micathletics.com, and you can see where we have 7 game schedules for hockey and basketball, those sports, and the other sports such as indoor track and field and swimming and diving. They are putting their own schedules together, which is typical for those individual type sports.
Are all the MIAC schools going to be participating, Dan?
We did have a few opt out. We had a few that announced a couple months ago that it just didn't fit the COVID climate on their campus at this point. We have a lot of schools that are locking down their campuses and trying to prevent people from coming and going, and athletics really does present a challenge for that. We also had a couple schools that are returning students for their spring semester much later than normal. And so we have a handful of schools, 4 schools that are not going to participate within our conference structure this winter, which is much different than in other years, but I think people have to understand that we have some big challenges with COVID these days.
You know, the other part, too, that comes up, and I don't know if we have the time to explain it all, but that's eligibility for students that were seniors last year. How's that going to work, Dan? Do we know yet?
Well, yeah, the NCAA has certainly done some really great things and been really flexible. And so this year, no student athlete is going to trigger a season of eligibility, no matter what they do. If they play the maximum number of games or have no type of participation, maybe just practice, So that is a great thing that the NCAA has allowed for us. And so these seven games and possibly more that if schools elect to play more non-conference will not do anything for their eligibility. And then the MIAC also adjusted our rules. We have been predominantly an undergrad conference, and we're allowing for students to remain and take grad school courses and be eligible because we know that COVID has interrupted these students' participation. And we really want that great experience that these students always have.
Yeah, Dan, that's exciting. I'll look forward to that, and we'll check the schedule on the MIAC conference website and, of course, individual schools as well. Appreciate the update this morning. I'm glad you can get back to the action here real soon.
Thank you for having me on. We're excited to get going here.
He is the commissioner of the MIAC conference. He is Dan McCain here on WCCO. It's 8:26, a couple minutes away from the weather. Appreciate the text coming in on the traffic. Let me give you that one number again, 651-989-9226. That is our text number. If you have weather information, we'll pass it along or as soon as we get it. Thank you. It's 8:27 now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.